upon you. And
one thing about Mother Silence Ocean, it is really tough on your tackle. When you're out there fishing and just the, when you cast your line out, just reeling it in brings the water that's coming up with your line has salt in it. And this month at Luigi's, we're at the fish club, we're doing a thing on reel maintenance. And one of the hard parts about doing reel maintenance today is not having or taking a reel apart. Reels get more and more complicated inside, and the seals, once you open it up, break the seals, the manufacturers don't want to do any warranties on them because they're sealed and all that other kind of stuff. So what I've come up with is a way of doing reel maintenance without having to do any major disassembly. You take the drag cap off, and that's the place I start. Now, I'm using Get Some Oil, and there's a couple other brands. There's another one I found that I like real well, but for right now, I've still been using the Get Some. It's not about the oil as a lubricant. It's about being a lubricant and also kind of rejuvenating the grease. Grease is the problem when you're using reels in salt water. In the old days where you only had two or three screws, you popped the side off, you just go in there, clean out all the old grease, get all that out, slap in some new grease and go again. These reels are so hard to get apart. They're sealed so well that when the salt water does get in there, what it does is the salt goes into the grease and it sucks the moisture out and starts it, turns it from grease, nice and gooey grease, into kind of like a paste, into kind of like clay, into little rocks inside your reel. And the grease itself will actually start to lock up the reel. So how do you get to oil it without having to take it apart? Well, I take my spool off, my drag cap, and then the spool. And if you got line on your reel, open your bale up first, take the drag cap off and the spool and set that aside. Then I'll take, once that's off, then I take my reel off of the rod, and on the main shaft itself, between the reel and up above that, you're going to see a little gear. Put a half a drop of oil on that, and it's just a little half drop because there's not enough room to get much oil on that shaft going down into the reel. Put a little half drop on it, reel it a couple times, stop, put another little half drop on it, reel it so that shaft goes in and out about 5-6 times, and then on the side opposite where your handle is, there's a cover over where the handle would go on the other side of your reel. When you take that off, look down inside of there. If there's a bunch of old nasty grease or something, take a Q-tip, go in there, clean it all out, get that grease out. And then take the Get Some Oil and fill the outside. When you look in, you're going to see a big hole in the middle. That's where the handle goes in. Don't put any oil in there. You'll naturally get a little bit in there. Between that big hole and the outside where your cap screws on, you're going to look down in. You're going to see a metal plate or actually ball bearings. And you're going to put oil around that outside of that. And then once I get that oil in, I take the cap, put it back on, but let's just put the oil in there. And then before you put the cap on, turn the handle holding the reel on its side so that part's facing up so the oil doesn't run out, and just turn it for a minute and watch, and you'll see the oil go right through the bearing cover or the bearing and go down inside. One thing you don't want to do is do this very quickly. You got to do this kind of slow, because if you reel the handle too quickly, we'll sling all the oil to the outside. That's what we don't want to happen. What we want to do is let the oil flow down in, because right below that, all of your gears are right there. All the gears are right there. And just let that oil kind of go over it. So just keep reeling it slow until you see that oil disappear. Once that oil's inside, then you put your cap back on and then go around, and we're going to do the same thing. And that's by taking the handle out of the other side. Some of them screw in, and like with a pen, you have to hold the rotor, which is the part where the bale's at, hold that and turn the handle backwards, and your handle will come off. And just keep, you know, reeling backwards, and all of a sudden the handle will come off. Now, some of the reels have a kind of like a set screw on the opposite side, and when you took the cap off the other side, there was actually a threaded rod. That's what holds your handle on. And in that case, don't put the cap back on when you're done with the other side. Just set that down, take your handle off, and do the exact same thing. Put oil on the outside of that hole, all around that. It's kind of like a little valley there, and put some oil in there. Then put your handle back in and just keep turning it until that handle goes all the way back in. Just keep going around and around. And by the time you're done, don't do it fast. And then if you've got one like a pen, just kind of hold the rotor and give the reel an extra little eighth turn to tighten it up. And just let that go through. And what I do then is I kind of point the reel downward a little bit so that the main shaft sticking out of the front of the reel is pointed about a 45 degree angle to the floor, and I just reel it just a bit. Then I put a drop on the base of the handle, and on the bail, what I do is where the bail arm comes, right where it meets the body, I put a little drop of oil around there, open and close the bail. You'll hear that little clicking sound. Do the same thing on the other side, open and close the bail. Then one more time, a couple little half drops on the main shaft, oil it, reel it up and down a bit. What this is going to do is going to put oil inside of your reel and allow it to work. Now, the first time you'll feel a difference, and it'll get better because as that oil mingles with the grease in that already in your reel, it'll turn more and more of it back into grease and less of it will be cake. And then every once in a while, just do that. You know, and really, it's every 2-3 months, 4 months, maybe even every 6 months, depending on how often you use it. But one of the big things, anytime you think about it, you can simply open your bail up, take the drag cap off, set the spool down, then put a little half drop on that main shaft and just turn the reel a little bit, put it in there, and do that like twice. And then to get your spool back on without having to unrig your rod, I just, when the bail's open, take the spool off, open the bail, put it on. When your spool's back on, close the bail, you're rigged and ready to go. It's very, very simple. But we're going to be going over all this at Luigi's in April here. So stop down to or call the store, see if you can still get reservations. We've got 5 nights booked. I think 3 of them are full, but I think we've got 30 seats left that you can get into. Anyway, Fish and Frank here, and just a little tip on reel maintenance. If you want to learn how to do this in person, come down to Luigi's, call the store, get reservations. We can give you the open dates and nights. And we're going to go this. You'll be doing it at the table. We've got oil and reel cleaner, everything. You're going to be learning all about this at Luigi's this month. So stop down. It's a very cool talk. I think you guys will enjoy it. You do need to bring a reel with you, a spinning reel. One reel per person, and you're going to clean it, oil it, everything right there at the table, and learn how to take care of it all. So we'll catch you guys later. This is Fish and Frank saying thanks for listening. Back to the guys on Radio Waterline, and enjoy.